Books.
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 This morning for our book club, a slightly different take. We're going to meet Sandra Van Doorn, who is an author and illustrator, and also runs an independent book publishing company called Red Paper Kite. And Sandra is with us. Sandra, good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, good morning, Barry. Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. Can you give us a sense of your path to your journey to Perth? Because it's only relatively recently that you've come to Australia, come to Western Australia.
Yes, absolutely. We actually came here with my husband about almost 5 years ago now, so it's not so recent, I suppose. But and we arrived because of his job. So we came here for it was a work transfer. And initially, we were not even meant to stay in Perth. We were in transit waiting for our papers to move to the USA. And then in the meantime, I suppose we fell in love with Perth. And, you know, 5 years later, we are still here. That sums it up, really.
You're enchanted, were you, by the West?
I was completely fell in love. I just thought, my goodness, we arrived from London when we got here. And I thought, how is it that there is a place on Earth where life seems to be so much easier? And Perth is like that to me.
In terms of your own interest in illustrating, where did that come from, or how did that develop?
I think I always had that in me. I can't remember a time where I was not interested in art first. And I guess as a child, I always used to draw in my books at school. I always felt something was missing to the words. And it got me into a lot of troubles. And it was certainly a very costly habit for my parents, because having to pay for the damage or the books I had drawn into in schools was not really a fashionable thing at the time. But for adults at the time, you've seen a huge trend there. And the reason I wanted to add that to our books is that for me, I really want to instigate a love of appreciation of art above all. And I feel that oftentimes children's picture books are the first point of contact with the art world. So it's important to, you know, diversify our content as well. So the colouring pages are there for that.
I was just at the back of my mind thinking of an experience I had when I worked in Alice Springs, when the famous novelist Stephen King walked into the local bookstore and started signing books. And
yes,
he was chased out of the store because the owner didn't recognise him because she thought that he was scribbling in the books. Anyway, look, my guest this morning is Sandra Van Doorn. We're talking about her publishing. Red Paper Kite is her independent publishing company that she's only, well, in the last few years, developed originally from France, been in Perth for the last 5 years. What's the pleasure for you, first up, in creating your own visual narrative?
I think what's important is expressing, when I expressing your feelings and adding to a story. So when you receive a text as an illustrator, I would always take a bit of time to digest the content and then try to add to the words what I could and create a new world and tell a story within a story. I feel that's what illustrators are really good at. And that's my joy, really, to add my own little touch to an existing text.
How long does it take for you to, I mean, because people would look at a book and think, oh, you know, maybe that didn't take very long, but they probably look at a book that's 70,000 words in total and probably think it didn't take that long either. these processes do take time. Can you give us a sense of you know, how you come to the point where you create an illustration and how long it takes you?
I think this is a really good question, because it will vary. It really depends what medium you are using in your work. For instance, someone who works digitally can go a little faster. I work with pastels, so the process is really slow. It's layering colours upon colours. So typically a detailed illustration could take you up to 3 days to finish. So it really depends. It really depends the medium you're choosing to work. But the process for us in creating a book takes us about 6 months. So I don't know that that's the general rule. I don't feel it is a rule, but we take time by creating first the detailed pencil sketches all the way to colouring, and it's a process.
As I've mentioned, you've recently, Sandra, moved into the realm of publishing. So I imagine that would give you a few different insights, having come from author/illustrator to publisher. What have you learned in the last couple of years about publishing?
Well, Red Paper Cut is just over 1 year old, and I can tell you it's been a really steep learning curve. I think what I've learned generally is that the content in books from where I come from to where I am here in Australia is very different. In a sense, it's been really quite beautiful because it is our point of difference. With our books, there's a very strong European feel to all our picture books. And I guess I've also learned that you really need to be flexible and go with the flow. There's a lot going on. It changes all the time. You know, the industry, the publishing is a fast-paced industry. And as a small press, I don't feel we're here trying to compete, but because we clearly can't. but again, you know, as a small press, we're so small on the publishing landscape that it's actually great having that space to do our own thing.
The last few months for you, generally it's been a difficult time. What is it like for a publisher?
Right. You know, this is not easy, actually. It's not been a very easy period. So I think that beyond the initial panic, we've seen wonderful initiatives erupt on all levels. You know, in fact, books probably offer the best escape during a time of confinement. And but yes, goodness, yes. I mean, sales have undeniably suffered. But at the same time, this is true for the rest of the world, and we're all being challenged right now. So I feel we are fortunate in the creative world that we can, in a sense, that we can be flexible and adapt with more ease. But by all means, it hasn't been easy. You know, this is really a time to creatively come up with ideas and change the way we are.
What have you had to do on a more practical level?
I think on a practical level, for us, it's been really keeping the author and illustrators at Red Paper Kite busy and supporting them. So, I mean, this led us to a new initiative of launching a new series on our IGTV where we share the process of creating books. So our authors are actually sharing their process. And there's so much out there. We could have come up with a book club, but, you know, there's already so much of that already. And then I guess we came up with a different way of marketing our books. You know, we went towards creating stop motion animations for our books so that we can reach out further via social media without having to leave our homes. And in a way, I must say, the books are also doing really well in Europe. So I feel, even though that's not happening locally, we are still supporting Australian authors from Red Paper Kite outside of Australia. So that's always lovely and comforting.
Can you tell us about Hugo? I believe that was the first book that you published.
Yes, Hugo is a wonderful book. It was our first book, and it was probably quite courageous to look into Hugo. I mean, the underlying subject in Hugo is that of difference and acceptance, whether it's your own or the difference of other another person. And it's been written by a local author. He's actually French, but lives in Perth as well. And I felt very strongly about this book because I thought that as a publisher, we also have really the responsibility of publishing books that reflect the world we live in. So Hugo is a boy who is born with a rainbow mark on his forehead, and that's his difference. And I know that the LGBT community will recognize that the rainbow is really a way to open a conversation about your difference.
Do we see much or many voices given to that community within kids' books?
No, in fact, and I think there's definitely a need for it, and there's definitely a demand for it as well. But it's a difficult subject in a way because, you know, opinion is divided. So it's good to see that Hugo has opened many conversations and it's been really well received.
Just finally, Sandra, can you give us a bit of a sense of the pleasure that you receive from creating something yourself, like as you have done with your own books and illustrations, mm-hmm. compared to what it is like to enable to help someone else publish? I imagine they're both happy times, but in different ways.
Yes, it's definitely wonderful. And I Red Paper Kite was really born out of a need for more creative space. I really craved more collaborative work with illustrators and authors. And I guess that the joy in that is to be able to launch emerging talent, because a lot of the authors and illustrators we're working with are emerging talents. We have a few coming next year, Australian authors. And I think that's a joy to open that door into the publishing world and then see where that's going to take authors and illustrators. I think there's also a creative importance where we share ideas, so it enriches the work. The illustrations become better, the narrative is improved, and that's a wonderful thing to offer.
Sandra Van Dorn, good luck. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Barry.